In her vision, Tatiana watched a car burn. Young trees surrounded it, straight and so tall, but very thin. Patches of snow, unmelted, lingered here and there, icing over in the darkness of night. They didn't care about the fire. Few things did here. Its light was deeply, intensely orange, but it didn't carry, scarcely casting shadows on the surrounding moss and grass. She was holding a were-baby. Tatiana looked down at her, swathed in a blanket perhaps her human grandmother had knitted. She balanced her, but the baby wouldn't stop screaming. The fire pulsed with the screaming, and the baby's human mother reached out of the car window desperately. She was perfect, too. Skin still healthy pink and even, hair still sturdy brown and silky smooth, fanned over her shoulders.
Tatiana! Please! Please!
She reached for the baby, flames licking all around her but not touching her yet. Tatiana turned away from the car and held the baby close, rocking her. Her cheeks stung, and when she put her fingertips up to it, they came away kissed with red from a scratch. She extended her arm, tracing scratch layered upon scratch along it with her eyes. Of course, it was all wrong. The baby's mother had already been dead when Tatiana had returned her to her car and pushed it off the road. She'd snapped the woman's neck somewhere in the woods beyond the reach of this fire's light. In the chase, branches had scratched her, but they'd healed immediately. The human woman had been the one with the angry red crisscrossing of lines, but the baby had screamed. Father slipped from the trees. The lady's light caught the gray in his fair hair and beard, making those sparse strands glint where usually they blended with the rest. His face was cold. Cold as the air, freezing over tiny patches of snow that only wanted to escape, to finally change their form to what they were meant to be.
No more. I will kill no more for you. You have plenty of other teeth to do your bidding in those kinds of matters.
If you wish, but be warned. Your purpose in my pack will change.
As long as that purpose isn't killing.
Father tried to take the baby from her, but Tatiana held her closer.
I will raise her. She needs a mother, doesn't she?
No.
Father didn't touch Tatiana, but she was abruptly aware of his great strength. He could wrest the child from her and the baby would be hurt. She had only two choices, a child who was hurt or one who was not. She could not keep the child. She gave the child over.
Why not?
Because you want her too much. You might forget she is the Alpha's child, not your own.
Because this was a vision and not real, Tatiana lunged for the baby. Father thrust his hand into Tatiana's throat and pulled at her voice, at her life, holding the baby back against him with his other arm. Tatiana's vision began to fade. No! Tatiana refused to let go, refused to let him win, but she could hardly breathe, and the light from the fire contracted smaller and smaller, leaving her nothing but darkness. The tiny spark of that fire flared as Father punched her in the chest. It didn't help her breathe, but again and again he punched until the darkness before her eyes flared with false colors, again and again in an odd sort of rhythm. Tatiana's chest hurt. Her whole body felt drained, heavy, hopeless. But her chest radiated a sharper pain. She thought she should perhaps move, should perhaps want to move, but she couldn't, and didn't.